Psalm 103, 13 through 18, that's our psalm today as we continue this psalm that David wrote, focusing on God's limitless love. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it's gone. Its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with his children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. In his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, A.W. Tozer writes that love is an essential attribute of God. And Tozer explains that all God's attributes are always working together. One is never held back in order to emphasize the other. So let's think about what that means. First, God is eternal, so his love has no beginning or end. There has never been a time when God wasn't, so his love has always existed. There will never be a time when God ceases to exist, so his love will always exist. It is from everlasting to everlasting. God is not only eternal, but he is infinite, so his love has no limits. God's love is not restricted by capacity. His love has no boundaries or ending point. There will never be a time when God stops loving us. So God is eternal, God is infinite, and God is holy, so his love is pure. On our best day, our love is tainted by our sinfulness. However, God's love and his motives are completely pure. God's love for us is always perfect. Now, and I don't know what you're going through today, but I know this, God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. God loves you. He loves you with a limitless love. God will never stop loving you. His motivation in loving you is pure. He paid a great price to redeem you from sin's slavery. You are sufficient. You are significant. You are secure. You are accepted. And you're forgiven. You're empowered. You are a child of the living God, because of his great love. So, Father, thank you for your eternal, limitless, and pure love. Help me to respond with a life of thanksgiving and honor, demonstrated by obedience in every area of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.